upon you and be gracious unto you and give you peace. Thanks for joining us. Get a copy of Seduction of the Saints, Living Pure in a World of Deception. Get your emergency radios and your water purifier. It's going to be important. And become a partner with us. Send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255. Become an overcomer. Secrets from the Seven Churches of Asia.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners.
Overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that will determine what the future will bring. I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Bob Chapman of the International Forecaster, and we're going to bring you up to date with what's really going on in the world and in the United States financially. I was just reading an article in the editorial, and of all places, certainly New York Times, and they were talking about the fact that today in America there are 6 million homes which are either in foreclosure or behind as far as payments. People are losing their homes if they get behind on their taxes, and if they certainly get behind on their taxes, why the local community to actually get the money in immediately turns them over to professional collection agencies, and those professional collection agencies charge large fees to the property owner who's delinquent on his taxes, plus double-digit interest rates, so the people can never get things paid off, and they may even be paid up on their loan, but they're behind on their taxes, and they're going to lose their homes. This is something all over America today. People are losing homes, and this is all part of the scam. It came about because the major banks decided to collapse our economy at this time, and of course they've gotten into some financial problem, but we don't have to worry. We tell them they're just too big to go down. They're too big that we have to keep them going. These are the banks who created the problem, and they're refusing to loan money. They got plenty of money. They can always borrow it at 0% and loan it at 10 or 15%, but they're perpetuating this scam. The problem is there's no credit out there. You can't borrow money, or you're very difficult to borrow money. And this is what's creating this whole financial problem, but nobody's going to tell the American people. Bob Chapman, you come on and you tell the people what's going on.
Well, there's so many facets to this thing. We've seen the stock market rally from 6,600 on the Dow Jones Industrial Average to around 9,500 recently. I thought we'd get a rally, and I thought it would be as much as 8,500. And it outdid itself. In fact, it's about the same kind of a rally that we got in 1930, and again we got in 1932. And most people believe that these recovering markets are a reflection of growth prospects, and that the market is discounting the return of the economy to sound footing. And I think that's misleading. I think there's a bullish consensus which believes that the recovery is in the work is wrong. And the reason why is that the credit system is what's driving the real economy. Now, I know that lenders have cut back on lines of credit for people who have credit cards, and many of them who have been not using the cards, they just did away with their accounts. And I know that the loan increases in the first quarter were a minus 1.8%, and in the second quarter they were minus 2.8%. So the banks in particular haven't been big lenders. Yes, we've had massive monetary and fiscal stimulus capable of at least stabilizing the system for the time being. And this was enormous and unprecedented in its size and in its impact as well. I think that this credit borne increase in the value of shares is going to cease shortly.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back. All right, of course, our guest is Bob Chapman. Bob, it's sitting one of the things that really is so unusual about this so-called rally in the stock market is that it's a low, very low-volume rally. It isn't a lot of people are rushing in, is it? Isn't it a very low-volume rally, which sort of suspects that maybe this is just coming from short-selling coverage and things like that? Or maybe the working group on financial markets is just manipulating this whole thing to try to keep the American people thinking that things are getting better? What's your perception?
Well, I think all three factors that you have just mentioned there are a factor in what's happening. And, of course, the recovery syndrome off of Wall Street, that the worst is over and they're going to save the system again. I think Wall Street realizes that the system is not going to be saved. I think they just want more, one more grab at the ring, which they've gotten, and the market cannot continue to levitate indefinitely, and the figures that continue to come out are dreadful. There are some signs that there could be a slight reversal and a slight recovery, but those things, I think, are transitory. And you can't believe one of the figures that the U.S. government or any government puts out today, because they doctor them all, or most of them are bogus. And so I think based upon the gains that we've seen in history in bear market rallies, and that's what I think we've got here, I think that the market should top out in the next couple of months. Probably the sooner than the latter, then I think it'll start going down again. How deep immediately remains to be seen. As far as the recovery is concerned, any recovery could only last probably for a year, combination of spending, debt, and certainly not a proper way to build a recovering economy. And so I think it'll sputter out. One of the things that's anticipated is the larger amount of spending for stimulus in the coming year. And the stimulus was not put together properly, and the reason why was that it was all politically motivated. They moved a good part of that stimulus.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back here. Hold on. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and of course, Bob thinks that the market is going to drop. How soon? He doesn't know. How far? He doesn't know, but he thinks the market's going to drop again. He said the stimulus bill really didn't work because it was not properly put together, wasn't constructed properly. It was all political. Payoffs to every one group they possibly could, and you're talking about $787 billion that they're putting out for the stimulus bill. A lot of it will be spent next year, but they're already talking about the necessity of another stimulus bill because, after all, we've got to keep borrowing money into the economy. But where's the money coming from? Nobody ever asked that. We're already borrowing $3 or $4 billion a day. How long will other countries continue buying our bonds and buying our debt so we can live high on the hog and, as the rest of the world, of course, descends into chaos? Pick up the story there, Bob.
Well, I think as far as purchasing treasuries are concerned, the Japanese have not been buyers for the last 3 years. And now we have a new government in Tokyo, the first time in many, many years. And that government says that they are not going to buy any more U.S. dollar-denominated debt. And if they don't buy debt in yen, then they're not going to do it. The Chinese are selling between $25 and $100 billion worth of dollar-denominated assets a month. At that rate, they'll take them about another year and a half to get rid of all their dollars. Otherwise, most of the buying is coming from the five major partners. And what the Fed did was, and this is what we know about, and this is why it's so important for an audit of the Fed. What they're doing is, and this is public knowledge, $500 million was created by the Fed out of nothing, and they took the money and they gave it to five other nations in return for their currencies. That was to do two things. Number one, to use the foreign currencies to be sold into the market to depress the value of those currencies, to keep the U.S. dollar from falling further. The dollars that are in the hands of those five countries, they would take those dollars and they would go to auction in the United States and buy U.S. treasuries. So all around, it's complete and total monetization. And that's very inflationary. And we're starting to see it starting, just beginning to poke its head up here. Because we're seeing reversals in negative figures, figures that are stopping from going down and starting to go back up again in the inflationary aspect of the monetary policy. And so when you see the figures for foreign central banks buying treasuries go from 35% to 68%, you know, it's really not the foreign countries that are buying. It's really the money that the Fed loaned them. And, of course, they want their currencies to stay around where they are, maybe even lower. And so they like the idea of the Fed selling their currencies into the market, suppressing them and keeping them cheap so that they can compete internationally with their currencies and their exports. So this is what they've been doing. And goodness knows what else they've been doing that they haven't told us about. The Fed's a private entity, and they do what they want. As Stan says earlier, when asked to divulge things that are going on, they said, no, we can't tell you that because it's a state secret. And then a federal court came along and said, yes, you got to tell people. And the Fed came back and said, no, we're going to appeal. And they're trying to buy time. We do have legislation pending. I think it'll be passed in the House and the Senate. And I think the Fed is going to be audited, not by the GAO, who normally audits them, because they obviously aren't telling the truth about what's going on in the Fed. You know, the Fed piously stands there and says, oh, look, we've been audited. There's nothing at all that we can do that we've done other than what we're supposed to do. And so this is the situation we're at now. It's not a standoff anymore. We're going to get legislation, and it could be a major turning point in the monetary policy of the United States, because I think once the people see, and especially Congress and business, not Wall Street, but business, once they see what's been going on, they're going to say, no, we don't want to do this anymore. And I think the other bill that sits in the House in the hopper, which is to do away with the Federal Reserve, will then come to fore, and I think we can get rid of them. And the Fed is an integral part of the powers of international banking known as the Brotherhood of Darkness. And once that cog is pulled on these people, they're in serious trouble. Not only because they're not going to continue to own the system and charge enormous amounts of interest, well, they have no risk whatsoever. But people are going to find out what they've done, and there's going to be legal consequences. And I don't think they're going to be civil. I think they're going to be criminal. And I think the people who are running things know that, because they hear people like me talk about it on the air, and I'm usually a step ahead of everybody else. So eventually what will happen is that they're going to lose their power. And this is the best thing that could happen for the entire world in the last couple of centuries. And so I think that's where we're headed with all this.
Well, you know, Bob, if we look and see what they've done, they've really done an amazing job. I mean, they've created artificial prosperity in the United States by creating wealth out of paper, out of nothing. They've raised the living standards in the third world countries by suddenly bringing, expanding trade throughout the world. But this has been at a tremendous cost, the loss of freedom. But now they have changed course, and they've collapsed our economy, and they've collapsed economies all throughout the world. And there's tremendous suffering throughout the world, and just as they brought good times to the world, now they're bringing bad and very difficult times to the world. And you stop and think that probably at least 4 million Americans have already lost their homes, and probably another 5 to 10 million, we're going to lose their homes. So many people are losing their jobs. So many people sit there are losing everything they have, their pensions. And people don't understand this is all being done by exactly the same people. And until people really understand that our monetary system is controlled by a small clique who has a different agenda, who really believes totally dedicated to world government, and the only way they're going to be able to bring it in, in my estimation, is through creating world chaos. What do you think?
I think you're absolutely right. And the nature of the acts are so diabolical, the average decent human mind can't countenance that anybody can do such a thing. They can't figure it out. Their minds aren't geared to understand the picture that these people are trying to create, which is world government. World slavery is what it is. And they think that they know better what's good for you. And they also believe that we should have 50 to 80% less people on the face of the earth. And that's why they have the wars that they have. That's why they induce panics. They induce swine flu epidemics or pandemics that did not previously exist. This is all part of their misdirection to take people's minds off of the terse financial and economic situation, not only in the United States, but throughout the world. And they're not going to get away with it. There's too many people now who know what's going on. The groundswell is there. And what we have to do is continue to write and be on the radio and keep on telling new people every day what's going on and why it's happening and what these people are up to. I know to most people who have never heard this before, it sounds insane. And it is. We're not dealing with people who've got a full deck, believe me. They might think that they're masters of the universe, but to do what they're doing is not sensible, nor is it normal in any society at any time in history. And incidentally, this is not the first time they've tried it. They've tried it over and over and over again, unsuccessfully. But this time, because of the dynamics involved, they can't stop it. And if they're wrong, and if they lose, it's going to be a shattering loss for them. And it's something they won't recover from probably for at least 100 years or more.
Well, of course, if they don't lose, if they win, why, of course, the world we know will never exist again, because these people really want a feudal society, and they really do want massive reduction of the number of people in the world, and they will stop at nothing, whether it be war or pestilence or famine or whatever it would be. Why do you think that they're storing all those seeds up above the Arctic Circle and, you know, and where they'll remain frozen on some little island off the close to one of the Scandinavian countries? They want the seed there for when they start over again. Did you ever stop and realize why they're spending millions of dollars to collect all those seeds? Because they're going to destroy the seed crops in the world, bring about famine, and then start all over. Give us a call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, if you'd like to talk to Bob. Well, Bob, these are exciting times we're living in. Basically, what about gold and silver? They've certainly kept...
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that will protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Liberty. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And Bob was just saying that the people who manipulate the prices of stocks and certainly of commodities and of gold and silver have been keeping gold and silver down, but he anticipates that gold is going to rise at least to $2,500, you know, in the not-too-distant future. And if we are ready, of course, to look at it objectively, it could go to $6,000 or $7,000. And then he was talking about silver. What about silver, Bob?
Well, it's production versus usage, and there's a shortfall every year. And that's growing larger and larger. And mine production has fallen, and that's going to continue for years to come because mining companies either were not able to or didn't want to incur debt to go out and find more gold and silver or purchase other companies. And so you have a shortfall in both metals to production. It's been going on for years. And I think finally it's going to take its toll. And what we have now is not a jewelry market. We have an investment market. It's much different. People are going to the place worldwide where they think the most safety is. Now, maybe Americans don't understand that. But people in India and China now, China's starting to buy silver big time, individuals. And in the Middle East and in other sectors of the world are heavily buying gold and silver and have been for some time. And so we have a market in those metals that's an investment-born market. And that's a very good market because it'll continue to go up in value until something better comes along. And it might be that all the houses in the world that used to cost $100,000 now cost $10,000. Or, finally, the entire world economy bases out at a very, very low level and people start to sell gold and silver to take that money to invest in new ventures, in manufacturing or services or technology or whatever. And so, you know, every dog has his day, and silver and gold are about to have theirs. We'll worry about what's going to happen later.
All right, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But I think we're seeing the demise of the fiat money system, a system where countries can print as much paper money as they want to, and every country in the world is doing this, even Switzerland, which used to at least have some facade of gold backing to their currency. Suddenly, you know, as we look at the currencies of the world, which ones do you think have any real value or have the best chance of surviving and maintaining at least some semblance of value?
Well, I think probably the strongest currency in the world right now, because of their whole financial and monetary setup, plus the production of oil, is probably Norway. That's probably followed by three other countries, Canada, Switzerland, and Australia. Now, they are not going to be without problems. And as we traverse the next 5 years, they all will lose value against gold and silver, particularly gold, because gold is considered still by many as a monetary metal. And so I think what we're looking at here is continued pressure on the world economy, which can only be remedied by the continual creation of money and credit out of thin air by the Fed, and that's going to continue at least for the next couple of years until the Fed can be disbanded, and maybe we can bring some sanity back into things. You know, even at this late stage of this planned collapse that we're going through, these people who control the Fed are in the marketplace making trillions of dollars off of all these problems. and they've got a license to steal because they created the game. And the people, the public, the investor, even many professionals don't know how to play that game because they don't understand what they're up to.
Sure. Well, they make it obviously very, very confusing. They want to have us confused. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Give us a call right here at Radio Liberty. This is Dr. Stan back here. Our guest is Bob Chapman this evening, and the International Forecaster. And we have, I think this, is this George calling from Canada?
Yes, it is, Dr. Stan. I just want to make a comment to you and Bob.
Oh, now, is this George from Toronto? Where are you from?
Toronto.
Okay, fine. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, my comment is, you know, the Illuminati are really the ultra-rich. And these ultra-rich families, they plan these things generation after generation, and they just keep handing the baton to the next generation. And, you know, whether it be the royal family in Saudi Arabia or in Great Britain, or, you know, the Clintons or whoever, you know, the Rockefellers, it's just a continuous thing. This doesn't end with just one of these guys, you know, dying this year. They just pass the baton to the next generation and take over.
All right, fine. Well, let's get to Bob's response to what George from Toronto was saying. Bob, how would you respond to George's statement?
Well, he's absolutely correct. And first of all, the magnitude of what they're pulling this time is far beyond anything that they've ever attempted before. And the chances of them being exposed are extremely good. And in the chaos that is going to happen, chaos caused by economic and monetary problems, the people are going to say, now, who did this to us, and why did they do it? And I think there's an excellent chance that these people will go to trial for treason, among other things. If that doesn't happen, I can assure you, if this thing gets as nasty as it could get, that they're going to make Robespierre look like a lightweight. The American people, in particular, are going to tear these people to pieces in their $3,000 and $4,000 suits. And that's where I see this thing ending up.
Well, George, the one thing I would add, though, is the reason that this is going on is because there are powerful spiritual forces behind these major families. And until we understand that we're really fighting a spiritual battle on a financial battlefield and a political and ideological and cultural battlefield, there really are powerful spiritual forces. And hang on there. We'll be right back. Well, yeah, this is Dr. Stan. We just had George calling from Toronto talking about how suddenly there's certain major families that go from generation to generation working to bring about this world government, working to centralize power in government. And here in the United States, of course, a centralizing power in Washington, D.C. in violation of our Constitution. And family, you can look at the Rockefeller family. Generation after generation. Look at the Ford Foundation and the Ford family, because, of course, Henry Ford was deeply involved in the occult. People don't know that. Nobody's going to tell you. But the Ford Foundation, the Ford family, always ever more big government, government control over everything. And you see this with so many of these families where from generation to generation, oh, they'll bring in new young people like Henry Kissinger. They brought in, you know, 50 years ago, just because he was very bright, the same thing with Zbigniew Brzezinski. But there are these families that have been from generation to generation, but always behind them powerful spirits. spiritual forces. George, do you have anything else to say before we want to let you go?
Just one thing. Thank you so much for your show, Dr. Stan. It's really helped enlighten me, and I'm sure a lot of other listeners.
Well, God bless you, and thanks very much. We appreciate your help and support, George. Bye-bye. Okay, well, our telephone number again is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. And the reason we're here is to try to get people educated to understand what's really going on, and hopefully bring many of them into a personal relationship with our Lord, because once they begin to realize we're up against organized evil, then they begin looking for a solution, and you're not going to find it in, well, the conventional things. Well, Sydney, if you're out there in the listening audience, give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Our guest this evening, Bob Chapman of the International Forecaster. And Bob, before we go on, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you and perhaps subscribe to the International Forecaster, because I can tell our listeners that this is one of the most fascinating things I get. I get a lot of things, but letters, I can't read them all, but this one I read every time it comes. Tell our listeners a little bit about the International Forecaster.
Well, the International Forecaster has been in existence for 20 years now. We write about the social, political, economic, and financial aspects of what's going on worldwide. We publish by email on Wednesdays and Saturdays, around 35 or 40 pages each time. And we have a hard copy that goes out twice a month for those who are not on the Internet. You can get a free introductory copy by going to one of three places. Our site, theinternationalforecaster.com, theinternationalforecaster.com. You can email us at bob@intforecaster.com. bob@intforecaster.com, or you can call toll-free 800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188.
All right, fine. It's a fascinating read. Well, again, our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, and Bob will be glad to take your calls and certainly answer your questions for you. Well, certainly, right now, as you look and see what's happening, why, of course, there are all sorts of crises sort of on the offing of certainly the crisis of the imminent return of swine flu, and certainly will it change? Well, certainly they may very well. I believe that this is probably an engineered virus. Certainly this is what they've told the fellow, I believe his name is Wayne Madsen. He's a investigative reporter, and he's certainly been contacted by biologists who are afraid to come forward themselves, but has been told, you know, that this obviously had to be an engineered virus, because viruses don't occur like this. There is a North American avian and swine flu virus as a component of a virus that comes from an Asian swine, and then a human component. And certainly this virus doesn't infect pigs. It didn't come from pigs. Where did it come from? Well, they have laboratories all over the world that are actually creating these new and terrible diseases. And so, but they also went up above the Arctic Circle and they dug up this terrible, terrible disease we had in 1918. Why would you want to dig that up again and take the possibility it could be accidentally or intentionally released and kill hundreds of millions of people? Because it killed, we don't know, they say 20 million, 100 million there back in 1918. Why would they have dug that up so they could have it in the laboratory, so it could possibly get out? Well, we'll wait and see what happens. But right now, this whole thing is a scam. They want to inoculate everyone and please, if you're out there in the listening audience, get the information before you take the vaccine. They won't even tell me. I called the CDC this last week. I called certainly the GlaxoSmithKline and friends to find out what's in the vaccine. The vaccine is going to be distributed all across America and the world 6 weeks from now, and they have no idea what's going to be in the vaccine. Do you really believe that? We'll be covering that in our next newsletter. Well, let's go to Sandy calling from Washington. Hi, Sandy. How are you doing?
Hi, Dr. Stan. I wanted to ask Mr. Chapman about the British Sovereign, if it was a good investment or not.
Well, the answer is yes.
Okay.
And what's good about the Sovereign and other coins like that, you have a one-quarter and one-half ounce U.S. American Gold Eagle. And you have the Sovereign, which is about approximately a quarter of an ounce. And then you have a number of different francs from France and Switzerland. And then you also have a German mark, all of which range anywhere between 0.18 to 0.22 of an ounce. And then, of course, in the larger coins, you have different weights as well. Some of them are 0.98, some of them are 1 ounce, some of them are 1.2 ounces. And so if you think that you might need a lower denomination gold coin, the Sovereign is a good one to have. It's recognized worldwide more than any other coin because military people have been carrying these coins into combat for the last 400 or 500 years. I know recently of an instance that was told to me in one of my programs that a flyer was captured in Afghanistan by, well, it wasn't captured, but he landed near some people. And he went to the people and sewn inside of his flight jacket were 4 sovereigns. And he handed one of them to one of the people who was there and said, can you take me to my base? It's at such and such a place. And they said, no, but we can take you part of the way there. And so they understood what the sovereign was, and off they went. And they went to another group, and they gave another sovereign to the next group, and they took him all the way to his base.
Wow.
He still had 2 when he got back. So this is the sort of thing that the Sovereign and other small denominated coins have been used for centuries. So in terse times, having fractional gold coins is a good idea. And so the answer is yes. Long-winded answer, but it's yes.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Okay, got anything else you wanted to ask Sandy? I guess that was Sandy. It's gone. So our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. But gold has been used as money for really thousands of years. And certainly the elites say, oh, we don't need gold. You just trust us. We'll give you a solid, paperback currency. We will not expand the currency. Money will maintain its value. And they've been lying to us, and of course they've been funneling the money off to themselves. You're witnessing now, though, the greatest transfer of wealth that has ever occurred in human history. And the money's being taken from pension funds and the value from insurance policies, from everything that people have worked their whole life for, and transferred to a small group of very wealthy people. And of course, the Fed has given away trillions of dollars. And they won't tell anybody who got the money. I mean, this is the most incredible thing. They won't tell Congress where the money went. Oh, this is the trade secret, you know, why the banks could be injured if we got the information out. We can't tell the courts. The courts say you have to tell. We're above the courts. These are the elite who answer to no one. They don't answer to the president. They don't answer to Congress. They don't answer to the courts. They are the elite who run our country and who run the world. Our number 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And our guest is Bob Chapman, the International Forecaster. Bob, certainly as we look and see what's going on today, what should people be doing to protect themselves?
Well, I think the main thing, especially now that we have such terrible unemployment, 20.8%, they should learn from that lesson, and if they're still working, they should be accumulating freeze-dried and dehydrated foods, have a water filter. They might even put canned goods away, which usually have a two-year life, and so that they'll have something if they're unemployed. And that's the most baseline of all things. You should have something to protect your family as well. And your wealth, whatever it may be, should be in gold and silver-related assets, coins and shares. And I don't have any other alternatives. For those of you who have large amounts of money and don't want it all in that venue, you can buy treasury bonds in Canadian dollars or in Swiss francs, because those currencies will probably hold up relatively well and probably very well against the U.S. dollar. But, as I said earlier, all currencies are going to fall versus gold and silver, and have been for the last 6 years. And the reason why is that they're all fiat. They have nothing backing them. It used to be gold, and now it's nothing. The only exception to that is the euro, and how much backing they've got I don't know, but it's somewhere between 5% and 8%, whereas when they started 10 years ago, it was 15%, and the reason that they've sold gold is to suppress the price, to assist the U.S. government and the Federal Reserve in making people think that gold and silver, and particularly gold, was not an important thing to have.
Well, let's go ahead. We've got Ed calling from Spokane. Again, our number 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California, 464-8295. And hi, Ed, how you doing up there in Spokane?
Doing fine. And I've got a question for Bob. I was fascinated to hear that he really feels that audit of the Fed will really happen, and that will shake things up. And my question goes to the fact that the Fed is really one of the major mechanisms that the Brotherhood of Darkness is using. And I can't imagine them allowing their dupes in Congress to allow that to occur. And so I'd like to know, understand a little bit more about his reasoning.
All right, good question.
Well, the reasoning, I think, is fairly simple. Congress, run by Democrats at this point in time, is in serious trouble. They have a 12 approval rating.
You mean and a 12% out of 100%? They're at 50%, not 20%. They're 12%, approval rating. People are really mad at Congress.
And the president has 41. We projected 40. In January, by September, October, we're going to be right on. And so they have serious, serious problems. The health reform is in serious trouble. Cap and trade is in serious trouble in the Senate. They're talking about deficits of $9 trillion in the next 10 years. The deficit this year is going to be somewhere between $1.6 and $2 trillion. The monetization that's going on is enormous. And so all politicians are in trouble, but particularly the Democrats, because of their pushing of programs that the public doesn't like, and they're trying to do something that the public will delight. And that's what approval, co-sponsorship of 282 House members of the H.R. 1207 legislation is all about. They're afraid they're not going to get reelected, and they don't know whether the money that is available to them from the forces that control the Fed is going to be enough to get them reelected. Now, that's what I think the thinking process is. On the other hand, I don't think that if the Brotherhood of Darkness thinks that the things that they're doing they know that, that there's a good chance of what they're doing is not going to be successful. They know from history that if they commit, continue to create money and credit, the whole system's going down. Now, if the public has no outlet, if they can't stop the Fed, if they can't do anything about what's going on, it's going to turn into, and not only in the United States, this will be worldwide, it's going to turn into worldwide revolution. And so I think that Congress, I think, sees this, and I think they're trying to get an out here. Maybe I'm wrong, I don't know, but you got to look at it this way. It's the only chance we've got. And if we don't get that legislation passed, you better take your weapons out of Cosmoline because you're going to need them.
Well, I would agree with that.
Go ahead.
But I guess I have a more pessimistic view of politicians. And certainly if they're in a crack between pleasing the public and pleasing the people who put them in office, which means the Brotherhood of Darkness, and I'm afraid the majority of them are probably in that place, I'm not sure they are willing to confront those who put them in office because, you know, they do bad things to people who don't do what they want them to do.
Well, you may be right, Ed. Only time is going to tell. It's simply Bob's opinion, and I hope he's right, but time alone is going to tell.
Well, I hope he's right, too.
Okay, fine. Hey, well, thanks very much for calling. That was certainly Ed calling from Spokane. And we'll be back here in just a moment. Our guest, of course, is Bob Chapman. We're going to be fascinated to see as this whole incredible story unfolds in the coming months. We're living in the most exciting time in human history. We really are. We'll be right back. Well, we've got George. Is this the same George from Canada?
No, it's not, Dr. Monteith.
Okay, fine. What fun?
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Well, you know, America is changing, but most of the changes that are taking place seem to be designed to take away our freedom. And what can you do to remedy the current situation? Well, you can become informed, and one of the best ways to become informed is to subscribe to Republic Magazine, because that magazine provides the information that's suppressed in most other news magazines. If you want to oppose the effort to establish a one-world government, if you want to preserve freedom here in the United States and throughout the world, I suggest you subscribe to Republic Magazine, and you can do that by calling 1-800-873-1620. That's 800-873-1620, or access their website at www.republicmagazine.com. That's republicmagazine.com. I suggest you get extra copies for your family and your friends.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. 630-9796, or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 860.
The Swiss banks have agreed to open up the accounts, you know, the private, the secret bank accounts, and let the U.S. Treasury know. And Bob said he had been told by the man who is a president of a country, didn't identify him, but this man had told Bob that the government has come to this country and said, you will give us access to all of the information we want on American bank accounts in your country, or we'll cut off your internet, we'll cut off your access to international banking, we'll cut off your access to international transportation and certainly communication. I mean, you do what we say or we will destroy you. Ladies and gentlemen, this is how the world is really run. If you haven't certainly read the book, Confessions of an Economic Hitman, you need to get it. We carry the book by John Perkins. We have a four-tape set of the Confessions of an Economic Hitman. We have his other book, The America's Secret Empire. You need to get this book, these books, and understand how the world really runs. We have an excellent four-CD set. It's called Deadly Assassins, and you'll hear there my interviews with a couple of assassins, CIA assassins, and of course the interview with a man who had actually tracked down the man who was paid to kill General Patton. We carry the book Target Patton, going into the murder of General Patton, but we have an interview with him in the 4-CD set, Deadly Assassins. We have a great deal of information at Radio Liberty you won't get elsewhere on the certainty of the sinking of the USS Liberty and the plan to kill every American serviceman, all 280 of them on board. We have a four-tape set of interviews with the men who survived, who were told they would be killed if they certainly ever revealed what really happened that dreadful day back in 1967. These men lived in fear for 20 years or more, afraid to speak, even to tell their wives what had happened. We have a DVD and a video on that, and we have the Liberty, USS Liberty special. You need to get this. We have a four-tape set on the murder of Martin Luther King, and certainly people who were intimately associated with what happened, the trial that was held, where, of course, put on by the King family, where the jury found that the government was behind the murder of Martin Luther King and not a word in the controlled medium. That's the 4-C tape set, the execution of Martin Luther King, a 4-tape set on the murder of Bobby Kennedy, a book called Who Killed Bobby, and a DVD put out by the BBC, RFK Must Die. The information that is not widely known here in America is carefully suppressed in America. So if you want these items and so much more, our number is 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, I want to remind you that we are having an all-day seminar on the 25th of October. And if you can get down here or come from the Monterey Bay area or California, wherever you're coming from, why, we're going to have a great time. You're going to have reservations, however, because we're going to be having Sydney an all-day seminar, and we're serving lunch, so we have to know how many people are coming. Call us at 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927, and then we do hope many of you out there will certainly go to our website at RadioLiberty.com, and you can see the various items that we have there. And certainly if you need a long-term food storage or the Berkey water filters or the health products that you should have on hand, and you certainly should have a good supply of vitamin D3 because it will mitigate the influence of influenza. It certainly helps to alter your immune response. While all of these and so many other items are available at Radio Liberty, you can go to our website, RadioLiberty.com, or certainly call us at 1-800-544-8927. If you're in a position to help Radio Liberty, why, we'd love to hear from you. We'd love to welcome you into the Radio Liberty family of supporters. So Remember, this is a spiritual battle. We're fighting a spiritual battle on a political, ideological, and cultural battlefield. There really are organized secret societies, but they're all demonic. This is what nobody is telling you. So please pray for America, pray for revival, but pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. We'll be right back. This is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that will determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you of the views that are expressed here and not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Reverend Ted Pike. And certainly, Ted has been leading the battle here, not only in the West Coast, but all across America, to try to prevent the introduction of or simply enactment of so-called hate laws. Now, these are laws that are to give pedophiles and other groups specific protection under the law. But it is aimed at Christians who want to speak out against acts of sin, as things that are said in the Bible are against God's law. And certainly in other countries, these so-called hate laws have been pursued to the point where in Canada today, if you're a minister and you get up and say that homosexuality is wrong, why, you can be sent to prison. Now, certainly, I don't agree with homosexuality. I think that if you care about homosexuals, you're going to tell them that this is not a lifestyle, it's a death style. But if you care about people, you're going to tell them what they're doing is wrong. And certainly, we want to pray for everybody's salvation. But of course, to muzzle Christians from saying you cannot say this, you cannot say that, it could be considered hate speech. Pretty soon, you wouldn't be able to say much of anything at all. So Ted is back there. Ted, where do we stand on this legislation? My understanding is it sailed right through the House of Representatives with very little opposition. Is that right?
Well, certainly, yes. In fact, it sailed through Congress. It was passed by the House of Representatives about 4 months ago and by the Senate about 6 weeks ago. It is now headed for conference between the House and the Senate sometime in September. The Senate version was added to as an amendment to the National Defense Appropriations Bill, which is the annual bill setting out the budget for national appropriations for military expenditures throughout the world.
I thought there was some sort of a rule that you couldn't do that because, of course, you have to pass that legislation to get the, fund the military. I thought they'd put bans on attacking amendments onto that.
No, that's the big arms bill, you see, is must-pass legislation, and if you can get your minor legislation or maybe your shady legislation on there as a writer, you've really got something, because it's going to be joined together like a Siamese twin with a big federal hate bill, which has got to go through and will go through probably faster than any other bill, because our troops and military need that support. So the we had our National Prayer Network, as you well know, has been militating against the hate bill ever since literally last December, trying to marshal support against it. And we did hold it back for a full 3 months in the Senate, but finally the Democrats kind of panicked, and rather than run the hate bill through as on its own merits as a standalone bill, they decided to do a complete end run around a due process and just race it forward as an amendment to the big military arms bill. So now it is headed for a conference between the House and the Senate, but all summer long, especially while the members, the Democrats in particular, have been on their home turf, encountering and weathering these town hall meetings. I've been on the radio. In fact, I've done about 24 broadcasts. This is about my 24th broadcast of radio and TV over the last 5 or 6 weeks, marshaling people to speak out against the hate bill at town hall meetings, to demand an answer from these Democrats why they voted for it, if it does take away free speech.
And we call it the Pedophile Protection Act. We'll be back in just a moment. Go right ahead, Ted. Now, what is it? What does it have in there about pedophiles? Is it specifically say anything about pedophiles, or is it simply suddenly assumed from the discussions and the debates on the floor?
Yes. You see, this bill adds a pseudo class to special federal protection. It claims to protect all Americans according to race, religion, and gender. Actually, it doesn't do that. Attorney General Eric Holder says it will only protect groups like pedophiles, Jews, Muslims, etc. But what this bill does is it exalts all homosexuals, regardless of whether they're legal or not, whether they are so-called straight homosexuals or pedophile preying on young boys and so on. This bill includes everybody who is a homosexual under the class of sexual orientation. Now, what it does is it says that if anybody attacks any member who is of the homosexual community in a violent hate crime on the statewide level, that there's triple penalties. There's 3 tiers higher a level of penalty against that person. And that means the Justice Department, the FBI, the local police, the local district attorney and justice system are required to come basically 3 times faster to the aid of any homosexual, even if he's a homosexual pedophile, who screams hate crime, who claims that they have been the victim of some kind of bias-motivated violence against them.
But basically, what about
Representative Louis Gohmert of Texas, who was an appeals court justice in Texas? He argued very powerfully back in the House Judiciary markup hearing about 4 months ago. He says what this means is that if a woman finds a homosexual pedophile attacking her little boy, and she hits that homosexual pedophile with her purse, and that pedophile screams hate crime, and his fellow pedophiles are nearby, and they claim that this woman viciously attacked him because of his sexual orientation, then you see the whole force and the momentum of federal agencies and empowerment and investigation, everything are required under this law to come to the aid initially in the defense of this homosexual pedophile. Now, of course, the local DA and the police can determine the facts and can exonerate the woman and can prosecute the pedophile. But in the initial stages of investigation, all the rights, all the privileges go to the homosexual pedophile as a specially protected group.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back here. Well, this is Dr. Stan. As any Ted is talking about with these stipulations to the bill. Now, does it have to be an act of violence, or can it simply be a certain speech of being critical, or is this actually involve an act of violence against a homosexual or against Jewish people or Arabs or whatever it would be, Muslims? Is it an act of violence, or is it a hate speech?
Well, as it stands right now, it would have to be an act of violence, which this woman, this hypothetical woman, would consider defense of her child. But this legislation is just made to be delivered over into the discretion of liberal judges at every level of the judicial process, who will legislate from the bench, not only against this physical violence against members of federally protected groups, but also against what they call verbal violence, which are those cutting words, those deprecating words which come out of the Holy Bible, which in the case of homosexuals calls it an abomination and perversion and things like that. And this is exactly what happened under the federal hate law in Canada, which was enacted in 1971. The Anti-Defamation League, who promoted it and lobbied for 10 years to get it passed up there, they assured the MPs in Parliament that this legislation was only to empower the government in Ottawa to put down violent hate crimes, violent incitement, speech incitement to violence on the local provincial level. But what happened very quickly was the provincial legislators, the provincial judges, did exactly as I say this present bill will do. They broadened it out, pandering to the emotions of beleaguered groups, saying that this needed also to become a speech crimes law, protecting them from verbal violence.
All right, so basically it's sort of like when we started out some of the environmental legislation. Really, we passed the initial national environmental legislation to protect the bald eagle, the American eagle, and that is how it all started out. They sold it to Congress. We want to protect the bald eagle from extinction, and well, who could be, want to destroy the emblem of America? And pretty soon, why every butterfly and caterpillar and was being protected, and people lost control of their land, and now of course we're taking the water away from the farmers in the Central Valley of California in the name of protecting the fishes, and it all started off with legislation that had nothing to do with fishes. It had nothing to do with butterflies. So sort of like once you get the camel's nose in the tent, pretty soon you got the whole camel there. Would that be what you're basically saying, Ted?
Yes, that's what's going on here. In fact, if you'll read literally the first line of the federal hate crimes bill, and the Senate version was S-909, it says, to empower the federal government to put down violent hate crimes in the states and for other purposes. Now, here's a wide-open barn door of a loophole in this law. Put down hate crimes, educate against hate crimes, prosecute against hate crimes, but also for other purposes. Now, what in the world are these other purposes that this broad federal legislation is empowering? It doesn't say. Nobody even comments on that. But what it can mean is that under the mandate of federal involvement in hate crimes enforcement, we can have massive educational programs ostensibly preventing hate crimes in the states, preventing homophobia, preventing bias and prejudice and all those kinds of forms of discrimination. We can have also under other purposes, we can have an unlimited establishment of a federal hate crimes bureaucracy and Gestapo in Canada, in America like they have in Canada. I mean, there's literally no end when all the only restriction is that it be for other purposes.
Well, it's sort of like in the Constitution of the United States. It was never meant that the federal government would provide for the health, education, welfare of the public. In fact, that was very specifically laid out in the 45th of the Federalist Papers, that the powers of the federal government were very limited and very defined, and the powers of the state government were unlimited and ill-defined. But because somebody mentioned the general welfare clause, suddenly it expanded. They could do whatever they want to, and so yeah. Most of the things are done by a totally false interpretation of what the Constitution says. So yeah. You're suggesting is that's what they're going to do with the hate crimes bill.
Precisely. You see, our Constitution was written and was conceived in remembrance of thousands of years of very well-defined abuses of monarchies and despotic governments usurping power, both theological systems and secular systems getting out of control in their power and dominance over the people. And so our framers of the Constitution were determined to embed in our whole legislative system, judicial system, government, these checks and balances at every stage impeding the rapid forward progress of any kind of tyranny. And the hate crimes legislation is exactly the opposite of that. It will establish a parallel justice, a bias-orientated justice system in America like Canada's, running parallel with our traditional English law, but which will basically elevate subjective emotions, fears of real or imagined intimidation or prejudice and so on, to a matter of grave federal interest and federal priority, so that at the slightest indication of that a crime on the local level has been motivated by this terrible bias and prejudice which it lectures us against, then the federal government can come down with all the full force of federal law enforcement invading law enforcement on the local level. In fact, this bill is called the Local Law Enforcement Hate Crimes Prevention Act. What it means is it's an empowerment of the federal government to come down anytime it wants, overriding all states' rights in law enforcement. And there are at least six major barriers right now which the states have to keep the federal government out, except under certain very specified conditions. All that will be bulldozed over as soon as President Obama assigns this into law.
Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. That's 464-8295 or 1-888-24-LIBERTY. If you have any question or you have any thoughts about what Ted Pike is talking about, but Ted has worked his heart out to block this, not only this year, but last year, and for several years we've had him on repeatedly. And in the past we've been able to block this sort of federal legislation because it is a massive expansion of the federal government control over the lives of the average individual. And, you know, Sydney, all they have to do is accuse you of hate crime and they can spend $10 million, you know, going after you. And the government, federal government, does that. And they send innocent people to prison. We have today, in the United States, a situation where we have more people in prison, probation, or parole than any other nation in the world. We talk about freedom here, and yet one in every 33 American adults is in prison, probation, or parole in the land of the free. Far more people in prison, probation, and parole than they have in communist China, which has four times as many people as we do. Why is this happening? Why are we constantly expanding the federal prison population and the state prison population? Why? Because of all the laws, and every time you pass a law, you take away more and more and more freedom. Do they actually have a fair legal system? No, we actually have a corrupt legal system. We have people, we have Masonic judges, we have Masonic attorneys, we have other people who are simply on the take, and of course nothing is done to most of these people. We have a system where if you are a prosecutor, your job is to get a conviction, whether the person is guilty or innocent. When prosecutors withhold evidence that should be turned over to the defense, when was the last time a prosecutor went to prison because he withheld evidence and violated the law? It just doesn't happen. It's all about winning. It's all about putting more and more and more people in prison. So, I mean, certainly some people should be in prison. I have no sympathy for Mr. Stanford or Ron Apalzi's scheme. I have no sympathy for Mr. Madoff, Bernie Madoff, or Juan Ponzi scheme. They ought to be in prison. But there are an awful lot of people in prison, some of them CIA, DEA, FBI agents, who actually wanted to tell the truth, and because they dared to tell the truth, why they were sent to prison. Certainly they threatened the sailors on the USS Liberty back in 1967. They would send them to prison or kill them if they ever told the truth. And when naval commanders start threatening the sailors to keep them from telling the truth, we got a real problem. And some of those naval commanders are still around. So we need to get the truth out about what's going on. But this hate bill has terrible, terrible potential for a massive expansion of government control over the thought process of people, or perhaps even expression. Could they actually accuse people who are on the radio, or certainly ministers, of fomenting hatred by what they were saying? Is that a possibility? Is that what happened in Canada?
Well, actually, this legislation is founded upon a 1968 federal hate crimes law, which was passed immediately after the assassination of Martin Luther King. And Title 18, Section 2A does say that if anyone's public speech incites or aids or abets the commission of a violent hate crime, then that speaker will be tried as a principal alongside the active offender. And what this means is that if a radio pastor is militating against homosexuality, quoting Romans, quoting Leviticus, quoting the story of Sodom and Gomorrah on the radio, and some unstable soul 2,000 miles away concludes that God wants him to go out and attack a homosexual, and then after being arrested and indicted and so on, he claims, well, I did it because Pastor so-and-so on the radio said that it's God's will, then that pastor, according to foundational 1968 hate law, will have to stand trial with a possible 10-year sentence for inciting a violent hate crime.
Well, hold that thought. And our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. How do you feel about this? Are you concerned with the progressive expansion of government control over every aspect of our lives? Go right ahead, Ted.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Mark Bellwood said that certainly this legislation could not be used to actually go after people for speech, unless, of course, it was something that was really very, very inflammatory and intensely designed to try to promote hatred or acts of violence. So that is in the Senate bill. It's not in the House bill. In fact, efforts to pass that in the House bill were voted down. But certainly right now an awful lot of Democrats and even a lot of Republicans are very justifiably concerned because people are mad at them for what they're doing, for expansion of the power of the federal government, for going along with this cap and trade bill, for going along with the Kevorkian health care bill, which is going to limit the access to health care. I mean, obviously, they're going to limit access to health care for the elderly. They're going to change the entire structure of the current Medicare bill because they have to, because they don't have the money and they don't want to admit to the people. Everything they've been telling the people about the Medicare trust fund is a lie, because there is no trust fund. Medicare is a Ponzi scheme. Bernie Madoff went to prison because he ran a Ponzi scheme, and he paid the people with the money coming in, and he took the rest of it and he spent it on himself and his wife and having a good time. Well, that's what Congress has done. They've taken the money coming in from Medicare, and of course they had excess money, and so what did they do? Did they put it in a trust fund so it would be there? No, they spent it all. They did exactly what Bernie Madoff did, and now they're not getting enough money in. Well, that happened to Bernie. He had to come forward when it happened to Congress, and it happened this year with Medicare. Are they lying about it, and they're not telling the people? That's why they want to modify medicine. Well, people sense something's wrong. They don't understand. Medicare isn't getting enough money to cover its expenses, and they're just having to keep putting off and putting off and putting off, paying doctors and hospitals, anything, just to try to keep their nose above water. But they know the whole thing's going to collapse. Why? Because we have almost 23%, at least 20% unemployment. In other words, 20% of the people are unemployed or underemployed, and they're not paying into Medicare, and the whole Ponzi scheme's coming down. Well, anyway, of course, they can't let the American people know the truth. But the public is angry at Congress with good justification. Congress has a popularity rating of 12%. I don't think it's ever been that low before. So Ted is basically suggesting you call your congressman and tell him they should vote down the hate bill that's going to be coming before Congress, coming out of the joint Senate Congressional Committee, House Committee. But also, Ted, you want people to call the president and tell him to veto the legislation?
Well, that's right. I think we need to ride at the crest of this tremendous anger about the health care issue. The health care issue is not really closely related to the Hayville issue, but it has been a furnace of heat generated against the Democratic misrule and arrogance in Congress, especially this last year. It's inciting tremendous anger, resentment against Obama and the Democrats. And we need to kind of surf on this wave of anger that's going in the direction of Washington, D.C. I want people to actually fax the president. Let's do it tomorrow morning and get those faxes going in there, letting him know that we're mad not just about the health care reform issue. We're mad about even a greater tyranny and usurpation, which is the end of our free speech if this federal hate crimes bill is passed. Unfortunately, his phone number, the White House comment line, is perpetually busy with health care complaints, but you can fax him, and here's the fax number. It's 202-456-2461. Again, that fax number to the president, 202-456-2461. And here's my suggested comment. Mr. President, we will never forgive or forget if you sign the freedom-stealing, pedophile-protecting federal hate bill. Mr. President, we will never forgive or forget if you sign the freedom-stealing, pedophile-protecting hate bill. Now, there's good news coming out of Congress. Right now, during this summer, there's evidence that there are many powerful Democrats and Republicans who want to put a lot of military pork on this National Defense Appropriations Bill. And President Obama is saying he's going to veto the military bill if they put on extra engines for F-35s and other things like that.
And Richard, you're saying this is an amendment to that legislation. If he vetoes the legislation because of the pork, he'll be vetoing the hate bill. Is that right?
Absolutely.
The pedophile protection bill. That's a great term. Pedophile protection bill, Kevorkian health care bill. Use their type of approach. We'll be right back. This is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and of course our guest this evening, Ted Pike, and I hope you enjoy the Kate Smith rendition of God Bless America. We're going to be back here in just a moment with Ted as we begin to explore what's going on and certainly what needs to be done to try to block this legislation which will ever increase power in Washington, D.C. We'll be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest this evening, Ted Pike, we're talking about how the system really works in Washington, D.C. Of course, they got through the Senate. They got the so-called pedophile protection legislation through the United States Senate by tacking it on as an amendment to the House to the Senate appropriations for military. So we have to have the military. The only trouble is apparently a lot of the congressmen and senators want to put all the sort of additional pork projects into the military legislation. For instance, instance, one of the things they've tried to get in was the something called the F-22 fighter. The Air Force only wanted a few of them, you know, to see how they worked. Why the people from Georgia, where the plane is produced, wanted to have lots of jobs in Georgia, so they wanted to put out another couple of $1 billion for these fighters that the Air Force didn't want. And but basically, it's all about jobs. It's getting money into your area, or your congressional area, so you can get re-elected. Because people who have got jobs, they'll vote for the congressman. People who don't have jobs will vote against the congressman. And of course, they use all sorts of favors. And they wanted to build all these planes that we didn't need, and the Air Force didn't want. That was the F-22 fighter. I think probably the Senate did kill the funding, although the House went right along and passed it. Well, our guest is Ted Pike. I want you to get out your telephone number, your website, so people will know how to get in touch with your ministry and the issues that they have to be involved on. Go right ahead.
Well, the place to go really is our website, which is truthtellers.org there. We are the premier educational source for information about the history, the philosophy, and the many abuses of hate crimes laws worldwide. We have lots of articles there, especially on our homepage. You can read our latest e-alerts. You can sign up for those e-alerts. And we also have quite a number of videos there. In fact, we have a recent video that's been out this summer encouraging people to take action on the home front and in the town hall meetings. We also have a very, very lively little one-page flyer that thousands of people are printing out and distributing them across the country this summer, giving us hope and encouragement against defeating the hate bill, getting it actually vetoed, if possible, this fall by Obama. And actually, we want to let the Democrats know that this hate bill is a real liability. We do have the list at our website of all the Democrats and wayward Republicans who have voted for the hate bill. People can go there. They can come armed with these brochures and with questions we provide at Truth Tellers, go to these town hall meetings, speak out. In fact, I thought it was just an excellent email from a lady in San Diego just today, and she said that she used one of my questions that I suggested that she give to the returning Democrats from her district, and she went to a huge town hall, a meeting of 1,000 people were attending there in San Diego. She fired off this question, and the Democrat couldn't even answer it, and there was a huge applause, huge support from the people, as this Democrat was made to look foolish because of the Democrats' support of the hate bill. Well, that's the kind of thing we can still have happening, at least for the end of this week. But I'm encouraging people to not only take that fax number and send off faxes to the president, but now it's a good thing to start calling your members of the House and the Senate. And, in fact, in my latest email that is going out, probably went out about 10 minutes ago, I encourage people to resume their calling of members of Congress. And here again is that familiar toll-free number to your members of the House and the Senate. It's 877-851-6437. Again, that's 877-851-6437 is the toll-free number, and the toll number is 202-225-3121. Again, that toll number is 202-225-3121. And I'd like you just to tell your members of the House and the Senate who voted for the hate bill, just say, I'm very angry that you voted for the freedom-destroying, pedophile-protecting hate bill. And now please use your influence to encourage the president to veto it. Otherwise, we will take revenge at midterms. Again, that article is at truthtellers.org tonight. You can read this article and get those phone numbers if you don't have a pen and paper handy. But we now need to put pressure now again on these Democrats and liberal Republicans who voted for the hate bill. That again, their names are listed at truthtellers.org, and let them know
We're mad about this. We are not forgetting. We're going to remember next November at midterm elections. We're going to sabotage you. We're going to do our very best to make sure you never return to Congress.
And this is the one thing that the congressmen are afraid of. Remember, they have to be reelected every 2 years, and if the people ever get angry with them, they're not going to be reelected no matter how much money they can get, you know, from their rich and wealthy supporters, and no matter how much help they get from the television and media and newspapers. If the people were really up in arms, they can lose their position. Of course, unless they have electronic voting machines that are going to fudge the results. But what we need to do is keep the pressure on to get rid of the electronic voting machines. Fortunately, they're getting rid of them. A lot of them here in the United States are getting back to paper ballots so we can have honest elections. And, of course, we've got a great new DVD. We just put it out. It's on voter fraud. It's with D.V. Kidd, if you haven't seen. D.V.'s discussion of when she ran for Congress and how they cheated on the votes. That's called Voter Fraud by D.V. Kidd. It's a DVD. It's available to our ministry. Well, certainly, are you getting a lot of response from people across the country contacting your ministry and up in arms about this? Certainly,
we are. We were responsible really for flooding Congress, particularly the Senate, in July. We had more calls coming in there for several days than were coming in on the health care issue, on the Sotomayor confirmation issue. People were very up in arms, very angry about the hate bill. And as I mentioned earlier, it was that explosion of anger overwhelmingly against the hate bill, which did cause the Democrats to be a little conciliatory in the Senate, and they allowed the Brownback Amendment to be brought in. Otherwise, they would have reacted just like their House counsel.
All throughout the world, the average American doesn't understand. We are in the final stages as they're consolidating power here in the United States. We've already consolidated power in Cuba and certainly in South Africa and Southwest Africa and Zambia and certainly in Angola. All those countries in Africa, so many of them, have communist regimes, and they were put in power by the people in the U.S. State Department. It doesn't make sense unless you understand it's all about power. And this is simply one more step along the way. Ted and I applaud your effort to try to get the truth out and try to warn the American people. Do you think there's an awakening out there? Do you see that?
Well, there certainly is. As far as the hate crimes issue, I've been battling ever since 1988 to hold back hate crimes legislation. In fact, in 1988, the Anti-Defamation League of the Neighbor RIF had a national model hate law competition to law students in America, and they held a big conference at Hofstra University in New York, and they kicked off the promotion of their model anti-hate law for America, ADL. In fact, it's just recently, after the passage of the federal hate bill in the Senate, the ADL publicly, for the first time, more candidly than ever before, it announced that it was basically the originator of the whole idea of hate crimes legislation, that it had masterminded the passage of its hate bill, its model hate law, by 45 U.S. states, and it was the prime mover behind the federal hate bill, which is now moving forward to the president's desk. But at that time, ADL, the big apple, the big prize for them was passage of their federal hate bill. And starting in 1997, as early as 97, they introduced that into Congress. But we had a bunch of plucky Republicans, the people like Roy Blunt and Bill Frist and others who consistently blocked passage, even though they could pass it in the House and the Senate, they'd always strip it off in conference. But our National Prayer Network has been instrumental in helping defeat the hate bill five times over the past 9 years or so. And we continue to remain in the forefront. But I have never seen as much concern about federal hate crimes legislation or hate laws worldwide as we are seeing now today. The problem is that ADL and their people are in such control of governments in the world that they are able to overlay this to scorn the wishes of the people. And almost no matter how much education is out there, they control the strings of power. They work behind the scenes in the Senate and the House office buildings. And so we really have a really uphill battle. And part of my battle is not only educating about hate laws, but also letting people know who are the primary proponents of this, which, of course, is ADL, the neighbor is.
But people have to understand that these organizations pretend to be, so pro-Jewish, but they're really not. Their goal is to destroy the Constitution of the United States. I remember talking to Dan Smoot. I mean, this was back in the 1960s. And basically, Dan Smoot told me how the ADL really attacked him. Why? Because Dan Smoot was supporting the Constitution, and these people hate the Constitution. They are part of what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness with powerful spiritual forces behind them and endless amounts of money, intent upon centralizing all power with Washington, D.C. They are a subversive organization. They have always been a subversive organization. The stated goal was always been to do away with our constitutional system of protection, limitations of the power of the federal government. And until people understand how these things are working, why, of course, very little makes sense in our society, and you get confused, you wonder what's happening. It's all about an attack on the Constitution. It's all about centralizing power in Washington, D.C. that is not answerable to the people. We are not a democracy. We are a republic. And, of course, when you have a democracy, you can have congressmen who will be bought and sold, and the same thing with senators. That's why they had to get the 17th Amendment through, so they could buy and sell the senators. And that's exactly what's going on today. Our guest is Ted Pike. He's doing a yeoman's job, and we'll be back in a moment to wrap up the program.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
We know America is changing, but most of the changes that are taking place seem to be designed to take away our freedom. And what can you do to remedy the current situation? Well, you can become informed, and one of the best ways to become informed is to subscribe to Republic Magazine, because that magazine provides the information that's suppressed in most other news magazines. If you want to oppose the effort to establish a one-world government, if you want to preserve freedom here in the United States and throughout the world, I suggest you subscribe to Republic Magazine, and you can do that by calling 1-800-873-1620. That's 800-873-1620, or access their website at www.republicmagazine.com. That's republicmagazine.com. I suggest you get extra copies for your family and your friends.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Going on. If you have not yet read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, or heard the talk, why you need to read the book. Now, if you don't want to put the money out, you don't have the funds, go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Scroll down to where it says videos, scroll down the videos to Brotherhood of Darkness, and you sit there and watch it for 2 hours. You get a DVD, but you can see it for nothing on the Internet. And the facts, you know, are there. Now, I'm not a great talker. Not a lot of other things. It's simply me talking for 2 hours. And if you can tolerate that, why, you will learn a great deal of information. And then, of course, we also ask that you very seriously consider getting my talk, which is on DVD, on The Forbidden Secret, my talk on the Financial Armageddon, because this trilogy, Brotherhood of Darkness, Forbidden Secret, and Financial Armageddon, will help you to understand the spiritual forces that are at work. Who is really behind Barack Obama? Who is behind the Trilateral Commission? What are the spiritual forces we are up against? Is there really a spiritual hierarchy that rules the world that is little known to most people? Well, all of these things we deal with in our ministry. If you'd like to get the pamphlet on the spiritual hierarchy, we'd be glad to send it to you. If you'd like to get a copy of the Earth Charter, which is, of course, was written by Stephen Rockefeller, David Rockefeller's nephew and Nelson Rockefeller's son, Stephen Rockefeller, deeply involved in the occult. The Earth Charter will give you an understanding. The other co-authors were Marie Strong, involved in the occult. Gorbachev, Mikhail Gorbachev, deeply involved in the occult. Most of you look upon him as a communist, but he was far more than a communist. Why do you think he's got such a good press all the time, despite the fact that he was responsible for so much of the butchery and debauchery of Afghanistan when he was the president of the Soviet Union? Why does Gorbachev get such a good press? Because he's involved in the occult right along with the rest of them. And notice who it is who's backing Gorbachev and attends the State of the World forums and helps to finance this very wicked and evil man. Well, Sidney, if you want more information on Gorbachev, we carry a book called Extraordinary People, Extraordinary Times, written by Wayne Peterson, who's deeply involved in the occult. He's living over in Henderson, Nevada, waiting for the return of Maitreya. And he tells in his book about Gorbachev's involvement in the occult. He tells about the man who recruited him into the movement, a man named David Rockefeller. The book you have to get by special request. It's on our special list. It's not listed in our catalog, but the book is Extraordinary Times, Extraordinary People by Wayne Peterson. We have a lot of books that we don't put out because we don't want people to think we approve of them, but we carry the books for the researcher who really wants to understand the true nature of the spirits of battle we're engaged in, the writings of Manly P. Hall, The Secret Destiny of America, The Lost Keys of Freemasonry, the secret teachings of all ages, which goes into the background of how they hide their emblems in plain sight. You see them every day and you don't recognize them because you're not supposed to know. And the media is not going to tell you about these powerful spiritual forces that are out there. So remember our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, radioliberty.com. Remember, we're having an all-day conference on October 25th, and we hope you'll be here. You'll have to have a reservation because we're serving lunch. We hope, of course, if you're in a position to help us financially, we'd love to welcome you into the Radio Liberty family of supporters. So give us a call, 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we ask you to pray for America, to pray for revival, because we truly are involved in a spiritual battle being played out.